Listen, I know we all have opinions about ChatGPT and like the end of the world and what Elon Musk said. And do I believe that a lot of that is going to happen the way that, but you know, I'm banking on Jesus coming back. So let me say this. I've been in business since 2005. It started when my son was throwing the laundry and the cat into the ceiling fan. And although my husband, who is really just dead set on me being a stay-at-home mom, wanted there to be a stay-at-home mom. And the reason for that is not because he's some chauvinist controlling pig. It's because he grew up without a mom. His birth mom was killed when he was 5 years old. And then the lady that stepped in, his stepmom, most classy, wonderful woman I've ever met in my entire life, she was not allowed to mother him. That's a whole nother story we'll get into in story time. But having a mom and being a mom and having that person that you can go to for anything and just being always present was something that was a dream for him, for his children to have. And so I agreed to do that until the day that my son was throwing the cat and the laundry into the ceiling fan. So I promptly got him into a daycare the next day. And back up, my husband said, you know what, yes, you want to go into business, you want to go back to work, that's fine, but we have to have some guidelines. And here are the guidelines. You have to be available to the kids 24/7, because if it comes to time to taking off work, I can't do that. Also, if they get sick, you have to be the one that stays home with them, because I can't do that. And then also, it can't cost us a bunch of money to do daycare, whatever it is that you're doing. You can't go to work just to offset the price of childcare. And I get that. Now, mind you, this was at the birth of the internet. Like, we had Craigslist was the big deal. So what I did was I thought about, what am I good at? And what do I know? I'm good at design, just generally, naturally. I don't know. It's like I think it's a gay man trapped in my body. I also knew kids. We had six of them at that time under the age of, I think, 11. So I decided, how can I marry those two things together? So I decided that I was going to do children's theme rooms, like decorating. I got my kid into the daycare. Super inexpensive. I think we probably qualified at that time for the daycare that he was in. I went down and I got my business license on Monday. And this is how desperate and crazy I was to get out of the house, y'all. I put an ad on Craigslist for interior decorating and design. That was on Monday. On Wednesday, I got my first client. Now, I was still in California at this time. This first client ended up being in the Bay Area. Well, or close to it. So I made sure that I was prepared and all of the questions that I needed to ask and making sure that I had all of the things in place. And I went and met with this client who had a four-year-old, I think an 18-month-old, and like a two-year-old. And what was like a godsend about this? They had no budget. So I ended up doing a princess theme room, and not just any princess theme room, complete with like a $1,000 chandelier, bedding that was handmade. Yes, I subbed some of these things out. And they loved it so much when I was finished, they asked if we could do their son's room. Son loved dinosaurs. Now, your kids, like, their things are gonna change. Like, what they like is gonna change. So we did this in a way that would be tasteful and so that they could change it later on. That did not, however, stop them from commissioning a T-Rex mural, which I did, and a Triceratops head that looked like it was taxidermied. The artist airbrushed it in New York. This was my first job. My husband built a custom toy box. We did all the bet, like all of the things. It was absolutely amazing and it was gorgeous. They loved it so much, in fact, that they called someone at the newspaper and an article was done and it was showcased. Did I say that this was like close to the Bay Area? That first job ended up getting me dozens of jobs. And what was beautiful is that I could pick and choose the jobs that I wanted. And because I was working for myself, my clients, they were on my schedule. I didn't have to come out of pocket because I would ask for a deposit and then I would get paid at the end of the job. This ended up leading me into other things. But at the birth of the internet, everyone was terrified about using it. And it was gonna steal your information. It was gonna this, it was gonna that. It was the end of the world. It was the mark of the beast. It was like all of the things, right? But you know what happened to those businesses that shirked away? They went extinct. The way of the dodo. Because they didn't learn to adapt. And I saw this happening. Did you know that Amazon used to just be this little itty bitty bookstore online? You might all have feelings about Jeff Bezos, but futurist, visionary, like having to see that there are opportunities that are out there and we need to take them and embrace them and use them to our advantage while we can. And that's how I feel about ChatGPT. they can be used as tools and extensions of what we're already doing. My work is mostly creative. I could use it probably for all of the things, but that takes away the fun and it takes away the personal aspect of what I'm doing. The plan is to have multiple streams of income. And while I'm out here doing this and building my stuff back up, I'm gonna be sharing some of that with you guys because some of you are stay-at-home moms that are really skilled at all kinds of things. You might have systems that are working for you that would benefit other moms. You may just be financially at your wit's end and need another source of income and don't have two nickels to rub together to get started. I don't want to be a gatekeeper. But if I can do it with six children under the age of like 12 with Craigslist and without a website, there are way too many tools. There are way too many opportunities for me to just also remain silent and not share them. Also, this is great for accountability because I'm supposed to be out here. And I want to share things that are valuable, not just entertaining. The entertaining part is probably questionable, but although I want to niche down and everyone tells you, the gurus tell you niche down, my friend Sunny over at Black Media is like, Kat, you can never niche down. Why? Because you have too much knowledge. You have too much of a rich, like really diverse background and experiences, hence the nine lives on me. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to take you along on this journey. And I know this works. Why? Because I use my husband as a guinea pig. He is what he calls tech-tarded. I know it's not politically correct. I thought if I could teach him, I could teach really literally anyone because he bucks all of the things all of the time. And the two side hustles, if you want to call them hustles, using the things that he loves to do, like things he was already going to do, generated him enough money to send me back to California while my dad was undergoing cancer treatments and help my mom every 2 weeks for up to 2 to 6 weeks and pay for all of it for like 2 or 3 years. That is significant. Now he's picking that up again, as am I. So buckle up, buttercup. My kids, my husband, everyone else are banking on me to share. And now that my friends are here, hi Chevy, hi Leah, hi Sherry, hi all you beautiful people. I feel a little bit more confident finding my people or knowing that my people are gonna share it with their people who are going to use it and going to be sorry, I'll do better.